Steve.
Thank you, Morag. Well, boys and girls, today's fairy tale is called The Story of Wally. Once upon a time, there was a wicked king named Wally. And King Wally lived in a big castle on top of a mountain. And in the castle was a huge court that Wally always settled out of. He had many subjects, but his favorite was social studies. And to do his social studies homework, he would often take a stroll to spy on the peasant's village, or as he called it, Surf City. But the people could always hear him coming, because although Wally ruled with an iron hand, he walked with a rusty gait. So King Wally was wondering how he could ever get to spy on the peasants. He thought about appointing a minister of public affairs, but ministers shouldn't have public affairs. He tried disguising himself as a tooth, but everyone recognized the crown. Finally, he asked his advisors, "How can I get to see the peasants unless I have a dance or something?" And they answered, "Why not have a dance or something?" To which Wally said, "Fine, I'll have a grand peasant's ball. Time, after work. Dress, burlap." But where was King Wally going to have the dance? He didn't want to use his court if he didn't have to. So he told his men to book the Girl Guide Hall. They did, but not for the dance. And as time was running out and peasants were running in, King Wally turned to the people and said, "Where are we having the dance?" To which they all answered, "Well, Wally, I guess the ball's in your court."